If you happen to hear something on the show last night or last week, did you know that all the guest information and show information is available online at www.coasttocoastam.com? Our webmaster, Lex, has posted everything right down to the bumper music. Also on the website is a service called Streamlink. Man, is this great. For about 15 cents a day, you can have access to live streaming audio no matter where you are, as long as you're close to a computer. You'll also get archived shows from the last 90 days, and you can hear the show on your computer anytime you wish. Plus, you'll have access to my Tuesday night chats. That's once a month. So get the inside story on the show and the inside story on what's going on with Coast to Coast AM. You simply log on to coasttocoastam.com. That's coasttocoastam.com, and you'll be glad you did. Streamlink, it's a great service. It's private. You even get a private email address directly to me. So just log on to coasttocoastam.com and read all about it.
Now we take you back to the night of August 14th, 1997, on Art Bell, Somewhere in Time.
Now, Dr. Lockwood, actually Dr. Wendy Lockwood, who's been a radio announcer, a high fashion model and art director, among many other pursuits, earned her Ph.D. in minister's degree in Western Shambhala, located 7,000 foot level in the Colorado Rockies, an ashram and seminary college. She lived there 11 years. It was founded by the late and famous enlightened master, Dr. M. Dalrymple, who was Tibetan trained. He was an Eastern philosopher, a psychologist, and medical doctor. His successor was Dr. Trenton Tully, of whom I am the successor, meaning the good doctor. Dr. Dalrymple was... and I'm never going to be able to pronounce this, Akhenaten, or something very close. Dr. Tully was King Tut, cousins in ancient Egypt. Dr. Tully was also the crown prince of Portugal, and one of the little rascals of old-time movies. A good doctor says she remembers Atlantis well. Having worked there as a nuclear physicist. This is all very, very interesting. She says that Atlanteans were blue-skinned and averaged, get this, 28 feet tall. They lived for thousands of years. Here from Sonora, California, as Dr. Lockwood. Doctor, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you, Art.
That's really something. Let's go right back to the beginning with Atlantis. To me, Doctor, Atlantis has always been probably nothing more than a myth that I've heard about. That Atlantis, if I've got it right, once existed and was a whole civilization, and then through a series of earthquakes or earth movements was destroyed and sank beneath the sea. And that is about my knowledge, or what I think I know, about Atlantis. What can you tell me?
Well, of course, there's no present archives to actually prove that Atlantis did exist, but there are secret archives through some of the mystery schools in the world who have the evidence that Atlantis existed. The best way to prove Atlantis is to go back in time, of which I've done, and I teach people how to do that. And there's more than one way to go back in time. One of them is a mystical way, and one is your fidget method. And perhaps a few others, too.
Yes, well... no present comment on the fidgets, but method...
My method, when you go into astral projection, you go into the realm of absolute truth. You don't enter where there is the illusion of the material world any longer, or what the Easterners call Maya.
Okay, astral projection, and that would mean out of body travel.
Out of body travel.
All right. I've talked to many learned people who believe that's absolutely possible. Where are you traveling when you were traveling in a plane of some sort, right?
You're traveling, if you go into the plane of time, you go into the fifth dimension, which is contained within the fourth dimensional plane. The fourth dimensional plane is the plane where you might say that the heavenly worlds.
Well, I understand three dimensions because I can see them.
Right.
They're here in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. What is the fourth dimension?
The fourth dimension is the plane. This is the way I explain dimensions to my students. You consider that we have molecules in the material cosmos, and as the molecules increase in their speed and in their rapidity, they raise an octave. And when they reach a certain octave, they move into another dimension.
When you say octave, do you mean a vibrational frequency? Would it be like a vibrational frequency?
Yes, it's a frequency.
Yeah, okay, that figures.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the fourth dimension.
So when it reaches a certain octave or a certain level of frequency, then we are in the fourth dimension.
All right. Is the fourth dimension... Is it additional sight? In other words, I have before me now three dimensions.
Mm-hmm.
So if I could be in the fourth, would I have three plus one? In other words, when I see everything I'm seeing now, plus more.
Exactly. It is the fourth dimension is always right. All dimensions are within us. It's a matter of attunement to those dimensions, mental attunement. We can be trained to do that. That's how the Easterns do. They train us to attune to those dimensions through various yogic exercises and mantras and so forth.
Okay. Is this dimension, Doctor, the same? Is it connected with those who have had after near-death experiences?
That is,
sort of thing?
Okay. That is the borderland. We call that the borderland astral. It's not all the way into the fourth dimension. If it would extend all the way into the fourth dimension, they would not come back. So that's the borderland astral, where they have the near-death experiences. But it's very inspiring and very uplifting. And many of us do astral project there, and we meet great souls who help us, the angelic beings and so forth.
All right. Then... Atlantis, did Atlantis exist beyond the third dimension? I mean, is there something, was Atlantis actually physically here?
Yes.
Yes.
Atlantis still exists, but it is emerged. It is submerged beneath the Atlantic Ocean at the present. However, it is on its way up now. It's beginning to rise.
And it is your contention, isn't it, that the eruption going on, the continuous eruption actually right now of Montserrat,
mm-hmm.
is part of the beginning of the rising of Atlantis?
I am absolutely certain of that. Yes, I am. Atlantis should begin to rise very soon. We should be able they should be able to go out and on boats and begin to survey the sea bottom and see that it's rising.
Really? What would we detect first, Doctor?
Well, I've heard various stories. My teacher, my guru, told me that the first thing that would rise would be the 20-mile square pyramid that's on the island of Yunol. That would be the first to rise. And that would be a sight to behold in itself.
It certainly would. Atlantis was then a real place. What I hardly even know where to go here. What sank Atlantis? Was it, as I suggested,
okay. That's a good question. That's a very good question because there's a fascinating story behind it. Atlantis was invaded by the Lemurians. At one time, both continents were holy continents, you might say, or in an Eden state. And both continents, first of all, Lemuria was invaded by the serpent race, or the Draconians. And and they were totally, totally taken over by the Draconians. And then the Draconians had the desire to take over the entire world. And so they invaded Atlantis. And Atlantis began to fall. The great spiritual ones, who are, you want to call them spiritual, I don't really use that word too often, advanced people, advanced minds and souls, left Atlantis. They foresaw what was happening. They left Atlantis and built colonies around the world. So Atlantis went into war with Lemuria, and between the two continents, they devastated the world. It was atomic war.
All right, this is pretty wild. Let me ask now about, is it reasonable to ask about timelines? In other words,
yes.
When did Lemuria and Atlantis exist?
Okay, Atlantis sank 50,000 years ago.
50,000 years ago.
Mm-hmm. And when it sank, some of the great beings who were the leaders of Atlantis fled Atlantis in their great cigar ships to Egypt.
So in other words, Atlantis was a highly civilized,
very highly
continent.
Very, very highly.
Would it have been an island or a continent?
It was a series of 10 islands.
10 islands.
10 large islands. Contrary to what Plato tells us, and Plato's information is secondhand. He didn't really have the information. It was theoretic more than anything else. But it was a series of 10 islands laid out and strung out through the Caribbean down to the coast of South America.
Okay. Did South America at that time and North America as we know them exist?
Yes, it did exist, but it was shaped differently because the great upheavals that happened during the double atomic war that happened, which caused the Earth shift, created terrible, terrible upheavals in the world. There was a lot of sinking and rising of lands, and the whole landscape of the world was totally reformed. The Amazon Valley was a great inland sea at one time. And that was
the Christians out there, Doctor, believe that man showed up on Earth, what, about...
About 6,000 years ago.
6,000 years ago. And you're talking about an event that occurred 50,000 years
right.
ago.
I mean, I was raised a Christian, too, but I don't find this contrary to the teachings, personally.
Why not? Or how not? I guess I had to ask, how not?
I'm a real open-minded person.
Well, I am, too.
I find ways to mesh it in. And you have to be, if you want truth. If you want truth, you have to open your mind.
I'm open to truth.
And I know you are.
Sure I am, but 50,000 years ago, what, there is no physical evidence to back any of this presently, is there? Or is there?
Yes, they found some ruins off the shore of Florida. They found some ruins. They found a highway there and so forth. So, yes, indeed, there's evidence, and in some of the ancient archives, there's evidence, and as we move forward, and during the next 3 years, a lot of this is going to come forward, and a lot of the real evidence is going to be given to us. But there's nothing like seeing for our own.
I do believe that I saw a couple of television documentaries, In Search of Atlantis, that sort of thing,
mm-hmm.
and there are people who have theories that Atlantis is located at various parts of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Most seem to feel Atlantis really did exist.
Well, I know it did, but I can't make anybody else believe that. They have to
accept it as faith.
Give it to themselves. Pardon?
Accept it as faith, as one would.
Well, if you intuitively feel like it is, yes. There's a lot of people who would love to believe it did exist, and a lot of us feel the same way toward Atlantis as we do toward the Great Pyramids. There's something deep within our subconscious mind that's just drawn to it like a magnet. It's very mysterious.
Well, I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
I surely understand that.
Indeed. And the Great Pyramids, by the way, were built by the Atlanteans and the Sphinx.
Not the Romans.
Not the Romans. Thoth built the Great Pyramids and the Sphinx. And the Great Pyramid is over a great gateway that goes into the inner world. All great pyramids all the greater pyramids are over gateways that goes into the inner earth.
When inner earth?
In the inner earth. Yeah, this is all tied in together, too.
As in the hollow earth theory?
Yes,
or
absolutely. I've been there.
Oh, you've been there?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I have.
Okay.
An astral projection, I consider that as real, as this, more real than this life.
More.
Yes, I've seen it. It's a beautiful place. The northern lights is are the lights from the inner sun. And from northern Shambhala, the great holy, we don't call it holy city, the religions call it holy city.
Well, northern lights are earth lights, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Surely are. There's no question about that.
They are the lights, and that's one thing that scientists will eventually learn. And then if you recall, Admiral Byrd flew into the inner earth and his account of...
I know of that story, surely.
It's a beautiful story, and it's true. I've seen that beautiful place.
Through astral projection?
Through astral projection, yes. I haven't been there in person, but I expect to go there in person.
You would try? You would actually try to go... sort of opening?
I'm working on being invited there.
On being invited? Well, one has to be invited, huh?
You have to.
I guess one doesn't...
We have to qualify.
Doesn't crash the inner earth circle.
No, we can't do that. There's too many force fields.
All right, Doctor, hold tight. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Art Bell, Somewhere in Time. Tonight featuring a replay of Coast to Coast AM from August 14th, 1997.